Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
Maar nou is dit eers tyd. Ek is op die lyn met 'n baie belangrike gas wat vandag met jou gaan gesels. En dit is Barry Hilton.
Hallo.
Good morning, Barry.
How are you? I can't actually hear you. I don't know what's going on here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
What an honor to have you on our show today.
And an honor to be on the show.
Thank you. I know you are a very busy guy at the moment. You're touring here in Cape Town. But I want to ask you a few questions for the listeners out there.
Yes.
Barry, you've been a successful comedian now for more than 40 years. What do you love and hate the most about your job?
I love the fact that I can make people laugh. I love the fact that I'm able to write new stuff, ad lib. I love the fact that I can go on stage and just talk about anything and be pretty funny. That's a great pleasure and a special gift I've been bestowed with. What I hate is the loneliness of the road.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It is brutal. You know, you're up on stage and you're doing, so you're smashing it, you're doing well and da-da-da, and then you go to this really shitty, lonely hotel room and it's like...
Yes.
It's like almost being punished for being so good.
You were on that high and then, then you go back to the hotel room all alone.
Yeah.
Where and how do you get material for your shows? What inspire you?
Well, wherever I am, I sort of subconsciously bring in what's going on about life and stuff's happening. I'm sitting at this really strange breakfast place with my wife and her friend from France.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting and looking at all the stuff here. So it's quite cool. So while I'm sitting and relaxing, I'm thinking. I was actually reading a little bit about Mr. Trump.
Yes.
And I read about it. Donald Trump, from what I can understand, is the most intelligent person on the whole planet. And I'll tell this why. In fact, he's brilliant. As a businessman, there's nobody to beat him. And I'll tell you also why.
Yeah.
Because he's worth $8 billion. And sure. What's his business skill? He owes the bank 10.
Sure. Yeah.
So now I will talk about that tonight, because how can you be worth $8 billion when you actually owe the bank $10 billion? So he's $2 billion short, but yet somehow he's regarded as one of the richest guys in America.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's up to him. I mean, I don't care. I'm not really bothered.
Yeah.
And then I wrote about the other day, I wrote about just after the election or just before the election, I said, the good news is Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race, and the best news is that he doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
That's how I just write stuff. I'm busy. I'm sitting. I'm in this breakfast, and I'm waiting for my car to be roadworthy. Bought another car. I mean, just having it roadworthy. So I shall probably write something about that this afternoon. It's amazing. You know what you can write about. So it's lekker.
It's lekker.
I just love the fact that I can just do it and I see things. My kids are back from the UK, so I talk about them. And I don't know, I've got this very funny story about the cost of dog food at the moment.
Yeah?
Because Sandy sent me to the vet. I didn't know dog food was from the vets. And then she sent me to the vet, and I thought to myself, oh my giddy flippin' on. What they do is they get normal dog food and they repackage it into fancy packaging and put like a teaspoon of olive oil in and say it's good for the joints and charge you 20 times the amount.
So, oh my. I also have four little dogs, and so now I know. I can buy the cheaper brand. It's the same thing. Barry, How many times have you been knocked back and down during your career as a comedian?
I remember that hundreds in my career, but in life.
Yeah.
Five. Well, I've lost everything about five times.
Sure.
And you just think, okay, I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
I tried to be a businessman, but unfortunately, I'm not a very good businessman. So now I leave all that stuff to my wife, Sandy. And it's a big... No, but it's the truth. A lot of guys will not admit that they can't do something.
Yeah.
And I think one of the big lessons I learned from failure is you've got to admit when you can't do something and get somebody else to do it for you. It's not a big deal.
That's very important. Once you can admit, yes.
But the thing is with me, if somebody says to me, you can't do that, oh man.
You don't.
That's like, was it a red flag to a bull?
Yeah. Yeah, you learn through your mistakes. And I mean, that's how somebody grow. You grow through your mistakes. It's not nice to make a mistake, but that's how you grow and learn not to do it the next time.
Absolutely.
Do it differently.
I've been married three times, so perhaps I should learn. So this one's for keeps.
I'm sure. If she do the, like you said, she's the business one. She's a keeper.
The shadow of a doubt.
Barry.
She's such a good keeper. She possibly could play for Manchester United in goals.
I'm glad you let me laugh. You know, on a Wednesday, in my show, it's Wat laat jou lach Woensdag.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you make me laugh today on my show. Wat laat jou lach Woensdag?
You've got to laugh every day. Never mind the next Woensdag. You must laugh elke dag.
Elke dag. Barry, we've heard you're downsizing. So what does this mean for you?
Downsizing.
I hear that.
I lost weight. No, it's just I got tired of doing these huge 1,000, 2,000, 4,000 seats, going to the Sydney Opera House, London, whatever, Vegas, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I found I wasn't enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
So I spoke to Sandy a couple of years back, and I said to her, you know what? I want to downsize, and I'll just work for smaller gigs. Like tonight, I'm doing a gig for, I think, 120 people in Claremont.
Yes.
Claremont, yeah, near Amanis.
Claremont and Claremont.
Claremont, in Amanis, yes. Claremont, that's a place that my mother-in-law could never go.
It's beautiful. I love Claremont.
No, but she doesn't fit the profile of Claremont.
Oh, my
she
goodness.
She could go to Claremont.
Hi, Barry.
She's great, my mother-in-law. She's brilliant.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's what I do. But my whole thing has changed. I've written a very serious, inspirational talk about... the perils of dyslexia and ADHD and depression and how I've personally handled terrible things that have come my way. Because life is not so easy for anybody.
No.
I've always found that I've handled what's thrown to me and I managed to use humor.
Yes.
And then my whole talk is about how you as a person can utilize humor. And it's a tool that's been... call it a God-given tool that we give, but most people don't think they have it, but everybody has humor.
Yeah.
My talk is about saying, listen, you know, even in the darkest of places, we can find a way out through humor.
Exactly.
For instance, one day, I know it's a stupid thing, my son said to me, he's in school, he's doing science and all that stuff, and astrology, he said, why is there a dark side of the moon? Well, we know why there's a dark side of the moon, because it's an orbit around the Earth and it doesn't spin on its axis. We know that.
Yeah.
So he said to me, why is there a dark side of the moon? I said, Eskom have opened a depot there. So there we go.
Listen, Barry. And what I also want to say is social media. it shows you that everybody's perfect out there. And as you said, everybody's dealing with something. And you must just make the best of it, although you're going through tough times. And don't look at social media and think that person is perfect. That person also goes through something.
Yeah, I remember the SARS phoning me one day and they said, can we discuss your tax? I said, can't I use glue? And the guy said, I've got a good accountant and we sorted out,
Yeah, good.
I had a naughty accountant that wasn't looking after my stuff properly and I got punished, but that's life.
That's life.
I've got a great accountant who just, I personally hate him. I hate him.
Who loves an accountant?
He keeps everything level and focused and, dude, you can't do that because you've got to pay here, you've got to do this. So he's great.
Barry, do you have any other projects on the go?
Yes, I have a course that's online. You can go online and get it. It's called Talk Funny in 30 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I show people the basics on how I utilize humor and how I've only used 3 joke styles my whole life. I use puns, exaggeration, and false logic to create jokes. And my course just shows people how easy it is to create single one-liner jokes. Because if you think about it, a joke is a second. It's the build-up to the joke that counts.
Okay. Yes.
So this, my course shows people how to do it. And if you can open a conversation with a topical, pertinent joke, doesn't have to be hysterical. It just has to be funny.
Yeah.
Then you're on the front foot. People can go and have a look. There you go. It's talkfunny.co.za.
Talkfunny.co.za.
Yeah, and it's a 30-minute course.
Okay.
It's $4.99 for the course, but it's on special at the moment for R249. So a lot of people say to me, R249. I say, well, think about it, If you do my course, you make one sale. One even introduction, you paid for it. So it's a life skill learned is a skill for life. You know that, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I did it in COVID.
Yes.
Because people were asking me, how'd you come up with stuff?
Yeah.
Give me a topic. Anything you want.
Me?
Yes.
A topic, I'm a country girl. Country.
You want to, eh? You want to, country music is actually...
Country music.
It's actually for Latin. Oh, my God, leave this venue. Or it could be Latin. You're in the right place, bro. So, but I don't understand country music. What happens if you're only in a county? You have to be in a country. So I don't know. It's just, I write things like that all the time, so I will write stuff. Country music has got so many genres now.
Oh, yes.
So you can look at that. So I can make a joke about anything. I remember rock and roll. It was actually, I used to love rock and roll, but I went on a diet because I rocked so much, I rolled on the floor and I couldn't get back up again. So there we go.
Oh, Barry, I must come to one of your shows.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
I can see you can uplift somebody just out of their agony and their miserable and...
I uplift myself through humor.
Yes.
My brother phoned me up one day, and this is a true story. He phoned me up one day and said to me, I need to tell you something serious. I said, yeah. He said to me, I've got cancer.
Sure.
I went, wow. And you know when somebody says to you, I've got cancer, the first thing is you become this oncologist overnight, over seconds. You say, oh, really, where did you get your cancer? As if you're going to help. You know what I'm saying? I said to my brother, you've got cancer. Where did you get it? And my brother said, Cape Town. That's where I live. Until my brother died, we laughed about his cancer. Even though he knew he was going to die, we laughed about it.
Sure.
And it was a very, very, very sad day for me when it happened.
Yeah.
I went on stage and I spoke about my brother, about that. What happened? I made a light of it. And I tell people, you have two choices. You can be in this dark place about stuff that's happened, or you can actually think and to make something funny. Have you not noticed if somebody dies in your circle, even though if they were a poo-poo, you'll never say that when you're having a eulogy. You'll always somehow remember the funny things that you did together.
Yes.
It's a natural thing. Yeah, so there we go. So
absolutely.
That's what happens, you know? That's how you get out of these dark places. Humor is a wonderful tool. And I'm lucky enough to be, I've done this for 40 years and I've gone around the world and I wouldn't give up. You know, I tried for 3 years to turn professional and nobody would give me a chance. But that didn't deter me. I must have been refused from 150, 200 places when I started in Cape Town. And eventually somebody said, okay, I'll give you a chance. And then when I did the show, they said, oh, wow, you are funny. I said, well, that's what I've been telling you for the last 3 years. So the lesson there is never give up.
Never give up. And never, humor never. Keeps you young. It keeps you...
Absolutely. I mean, I'm 117.
Alive.
I mean, look at me.
Exactly. You are a good example.
There's a joke for you. I said to my kids this morning, I'm going to go on this beautiful radio show with this beautiful young lady. And I said, do I really look 68? And they said, no, Dad, but you used to. My kids are funny.
I can't believe that. I want to, my last question, I can talk to you the whole day, but I must give you this last question. Is there anything you haven't achieved that you hope for?
Yes. I haven't lived to 112, but I hope I'm going to get there.
You're going to live long with all...
I hope so. You know what? The thing is that you just... I don't think you should make these massively long-term things. You should make a long-term thing. I'm going to be that. And then do small little steps on the way and get there. And if you get there, it's great. If you don't get there, at least you tried.
Yes.
But don't sit down and don't try.
And up, Johan, up until then, each day you made it worse. You made it
100%.
You made it your best day.
This is a weird thing. Every single morning when I wake up, my first thought is, wow, I'm here again for another day.
Yeah.
That's really true. Every morning, as I open my eyes, I've made it. Let's carry on.
That's a big thing to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
And we need Barry Hilton. We can't lose Barry Hilton, so...
No,
thank you.
Thank you for being a fan. And I really do appreciate that. I'm greatly honored that the people in South Africa or around the world still find me.
No, we need people. We need people like you. As you said, life is already so, it's busy. It's you race from the one thing to the other thing. And
absolutely. And that's when Sandy and I, when we downsized, what a difference it's made from our life.
Yeah.
Because it's when you downsize, it's not just about money.
Yes.
Because people out there thinking, you've got to be rich. Believe me, if you've got a lot of money, you have massive pressures. You might be easy to buy something, but there's pressures. There's huge pressures.
Yes.
Because people live up to that standard and you think, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? You know, so you have to push and drive and drive and drive. I've left that all behind.
Yeah.
Sandy and I live a very simple life.
Yeah.
And we got enough money to send our baby boy to a nice school.
Yes.
And that's all that we care about.
That's the most important. Barry, go and enjoy your breakfast. It was a big honor to have you on my show here at Casey at Work op Wat Laat Jou Lach Woensdag.
Thank you. The honor is all mine. Thank you.
And you must enjoy tonight there in Kleinmond.
Yes. And then tomorrow I'm in Stellenbosch. And Sunday I'm in Café Roux in Lutte. So what a joy.
Yes.
People can have a look. If they go on my website or my Facebook page, Barry Hilton Official, they can get my full tour dates and all that stuff.
Yes, I wanted to ask, you know, where can the people get hold of you to see where you will
Barry Hilton Official, or they can go on my site, barryhilton.co.za. I have a barryhilton.com address, but that's too vulgar. This barryhilton.co.za is good enough.
Thank you very much. And I see, you are busy from the 13th now up till the 20th of December. Are you going to take a little break after that?
It depends on my slave wife. My slave driver wife.
Oh, she's sitting next to you.
Every morning I wake up and I'm dreading to hear these words. Darling, I've been thinking. Mm. Oh, my God.
You know when a woman says that, I've been thinking.
Oh, okay. I'll get my tape measure out straight away.
I'm
very lucky. Enjoy your life. You sound like a wonderful person. I would love to meet you one day.
The honor will be mine, Barry. The honor will be mine. Go and give your wife a big hug there next to you. Enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy the rest of all your shows. And I'm sure we will meet in person very, very soon.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. And thank you for letting me think again. Just laugh and enjoy life.
Okay, I will do.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.